joined now by Adam Sparks. He is the Vanderbilt beat writer for the Tennessean. Good morning, Adam.
How we doing?
How you doing, man? You there?
I'm diving into basketball season, a double basketball season today because we have practice for both teams. And I don't know how much longer we have in football season, but I'm ready for hoops.
Well, let me ask you this. The rest of the year, Derek Mason coaching for his job?
Possibly. I think there's two factors here. There's the off-the-field situation, which is money. We don't know what his contract is, private school, but he was extended in 2017 to 5 years. So you do the math on that. He's 2 years removed from that, and then he got extended again this February. So extended 1 year, 2 years, who knows. But that means he's somewhere at 4 or 5 years right now. Vandy usually doesn't pay buyouts historically, of more than a year or two. They sure don't pay 4 or 5 years. So can they come up with the money to do that? Malcolm Turner bought out the last 2 years of Bryce Drew's contract. Can they get that done? If they say yes, there's a floor that he could hit where we would pay that and he not be retained. If that's the case, then you look on the field and say, is he competitive in SEC games in the second half of the season? Does his team quit? Has his team quit? And that's a decent argument to make after the UNLV game. And is there any road forward? Is there any path forward? Because I think there's a reasonable argument to say this team won't be any better next year. It could be even worse.
That's the thing, Adam. How do you, if say you finish out 2-10, you beat East Tennessee State, you finish 2-10, and how do you sell the program in 2020? I don't see how you can. You just can't.
No, I mean, on the field defensively, I think they'll be better next year. It's hard to be worse, but I think they'll be better because they have like one senior. They'll get back pretty much everybody on defense. I think they will be better, whatever that means. Offensively, you're going to lose three all-SEC skill players, most of which are being underutilized right now. You're going to be in perhaps an even worse situation at quarterback. It is hard to sell. And, on the field, trying to sell the program, recruiting, all that, and then also the money situation I mentioned before, Malcolm Turner's trying to push through a stadium project. And internally, he has told me that he'll have some idea of what the plan is, whether a renovation or a major construction or all that. He'll know that late this year, early next year, at least internally, not publicly. Well, that's, if you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, but then you're also looking at buying out a coach for multi-millions of dollars. Those two, if they're coinciding, you've probably got a problem.
Well, it's funny. If they were winning, this would not be an issue. I mean, it would be, it's again, winning solves everything and would solve this problem.
Yeah, and there's, when we looked at the beginning of the season, somebody asked me this morning, what did you ever see this coming? I said, no, I thought their floor this year was probably about 5-7 because you could see at least three non-conference wins. You thought they'd win a couple of SEC games. The fact that they had the three skill guys, Lipscomb, Pinckney, and Vaughn over there, you kind of said, well, they'll be good on offense and they'll be, okay on defense. Well, now they're terrible on defense and they're just as bad on offense. And, at the beginning of the season, we looked at this second half of the year and we said, okay, they got six games. I think they can win at least two. They'll have a chance to win as many as four. Lose to Florida, maybe lose to Missouri if they're good, and Missouri is good. But right now you look at it, and who can they beat? I guess they'll beat ETSU, I guess. Tennessee's on the upswing a little bit. Kentucky is not an easy game. South Carolina apparently is much better than we thought, and that's at South Carolina. Missouri's really good. Florida's good. So, yeah, they could go 2-10. There's no question about it. And at that point, how much do you force Malcolm Turner's hand?
You know, Adam, you mentioned obviously the trio, obviously Vaughn, Lipscomb, Pinckney, and we all think that they have a great chance to play on the next level. Maybe Pinckney as much as anything, but and Vaughn too. But I was trying to remember when this team had that kind of triple threat offensively, and yet getting nothing out of them. I mean, it boggles the mind that you cannot weave an offense together to put them in high impact moments. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I was trying to think the other day, when's the last time that something was written that Vandy had this much individual talent and then it was wasted? Yeah. They had Darius Garland and Simi Chateau. they had the best, and Aaron Neesmith, they had the best trio of recruits in Vanderbilt basketball history a few months ago, and they had the worst season in program history, and then the coach got fired. So you don't have to go back far enough in a different sport to find that narrative. I mean, it goes back to the quarterback. The offensive line was bad early in the season because there were injuries. They're okay now. They're not good. But, you know, it comes back to quarterback. And, I mean, we can see it with the Titans. We saw it with UT some recently, too. If you don't have a quarterback, you've got a whole lot of problems. And, you know, it's not just this year. It's next year. They don't – I mean, Deuce Wallace, this is his fourth year, and if he's not starting at some point by the end of the year and playing well, then he's not your guy next year. Riley Neal, the grad transfer, he's gone next year. Their redshirt freshman quarterback has not played a snap yet, and he's running scout team fourth string. Their number three quarterback was moved to wide receiver in the offseason. They moved him back to number three quarterback because they don't think their scholarship guy, their redshirt freshman, is good enough to be the number three. So that's the quarterback situation is bad right now. For whoever's coaching next year, it could be potentially worse. They may have to go back into the transfer portal and roll the dice.
Well, I mean, there's a point here. I mean, you could knock off Missouri, a top 25 team coming in on Saturday. I mean, there's ways to salvage the season.
Yeah.
But if you don't, I mean, you go 2-10 and you lose everything, and then all the questions remain. The fan base is, for the most part, checked out. I mean, the tweets I saw on Saturday after the loss to UNLV, my goodness. So I just don't know. You know, again, we'll judge it when it's all said and done with. But right now, what they've seen, I don't think they can win any more games down the stretch. They'll beat ETSU, and that's it. And then the question again, you know, six seasons here, no winning record, no upswing. It's just a tough sell, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right that winning can solve it. And Derek Mason knows that. Not solve it, but it can extend his tenure. I mean, Malcolm Turner, I know when he fired Bryce Drew, that is the absolute last thing he was looking to do. He thought basketball was fine. He was stepping into a situation where I've got to fix the stadium issue. Well, the first game that Malcolm Turner ever saw, a Vandy football game, was the bowl game last year. So he said, okay, this is all these skilled players are coming back, and they're in a bowl game, and okay, this is my coach. I don't have to worry about football for at least a couple years. Well, he doesn't want to do this. I think Malcolm Turner is looking at it and say, please win so I can put this off for at least another year. And Missouri's a home game. You know, they played Missouri well in the past. Missouri's been really good. Vandy's been down, and Vandy's played that to a single-digit game. You know, you win that one, I think he's probably fine. You're not at South Carolina. I don't like that matchup. At Florida, you're not going to win the Swamp. If you can, you know, hang on and get to Kentucky, maybe. You know, the funny thing is, if they were to decide that Derek Mason is not the coach and even internally told him, we're not going to retain you, I think they'd probably keep him on for the end of the year. And his last game as Vanderbilt coach, if that happened, would be trying to win four in a row against Tennessee, which would be the first coach to do that in a century.
Yeah, that would throw a parade for that. he should get a parade for that. You know, it's going to be interesting. I love a tweet you sent out last night. And listen, I don't know if you saw it, Job. Adam, and at Adam Sparks on Twitter, startling Vandy records in 2019. Football, men's hoops, women's hoops combined, 3-40. Baseball, 59-12. And as a matter of fact, baseball won five games in Omaha, while football, and I just mentioned the rest of the football, men's, women's, basketball, just three wins in the 2019 calendar year. I guess that says it all, right?
I mean, it's pretty crazy that all of them are down this much. Again, you go back about a year and say, hey, Darius Garland, basketball, all these guys are coming back in football. It's never been better, you know. And, I mean, you know, baseball is the constant. You don't have to doubt baseball. But the rest of them have the trio of those three sports have never been worse than Vandy right now, the two basketballs and the football all at the same time.
Are you taking part in the three-point contest this afternoon, Adam?
I don't think so, but I haven't the last 4 years. I had two back surgeries and a rotator cuff issue, and so for the last 4 years, I've had some type of legit medical, I can't lift my arms or bend my back situation. So I haven't done it, and I'm healthy enough this year, but I've been perfectly fine not sweating out on the court in between interviews.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, it's expected to start about 7 o'clock tonight, so
they moved it back again. hey, thanks, Adam. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, we'll see y'all.
All right, Adam Sparks does a great job. Beat
he
writer
does.
For
a friend of mine gave him his first start. At the Daily News Journal.
I would say that friend thing loosely, but so anyway.